Hold up.
Wait.
Say it, honey.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, everybody?
Hi, I'm Gina.
And I'm Sife, and thank you for tuning in to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Yeah.
It's been a busy fucking week. We're just going to hit you with a highlight episode this week because we had a lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of stuff has been going on this week. Hopefully everybody's had a great week. Positive vibes.
Positive.
High and right?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. Yeah, it's been a busy week. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but we didn't want to leave you guys assed out. That'll make sense towards the end of this before we start the highlight part of the episode. And we're just going to highlight some of the funniest things and not so funniest things that we've been doing over the last 16 weeks of recording.
Long time.
How amazing is that?
I don't know.
That's something to be proud of, I think.
Always. Always be proud.
And I've been sick and tired.
Not me. Well, tired.
Congratulations.
I'm
just rub it in now. Now that pre-production is in your bloodstream. Yeah, I've been sick and tired The greenhouse is actually getting constructed right now, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to take 2 hours.
Yeah, no, it's...
But according to your father...
We started it Sunday. And, yeah,
it's... Yeah, and it's the weekend. It's the fucking weekend.
My dad took charge. He's building it.
Designing it
as we go.
All this extra stuff. It's just a greenhouse. He's building an actual house now.
Yes, he's building me a house. He's making it just functional. And
you guys
perfect.
Will see some of the time-lapse footage of that.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool time-lapse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got everybody helping. I got Kyle, my middle, helping. Tanner's been coming and helping in the evening. And his best friend roommate.
Yeah, that's the notebook.
Yeah, the notebook kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you help, so.
Of course I help. I bought everything. Shouldn't that be enough?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You make an appearance.
No, I make an appearance. Yeah, right.
He does. He makes an appearance. But yeah, it will be cool.
It wasn't my fault that I've been making an appearance, but I was actually sweating my ass off all last weekend out there all day long.
You did.
Okay.
I kept telling him, go in. You look bad.
Oh, so now you want to see? Look, thanks. Damn. Why I gotta look bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, I did look bad.
I
looked bad to people at work yesterday. It was like, man, what's up with you, bruh?
Yeah.
Man, fuck y'all.
But you're looking a lot better. I'm feeling a lot better.
I am?
Yeah.
You sure?
Are you doing...
You've been telling me I've been on some asshole action here lately. I've been acting like an asshole.
He has been an asshole.
No, I haven't.
I've been trying to avoid him because he's been an asshole. I'm like...
You ain't been trying to avoid me. You trying to avoid me because you're not sick.
No, you're being an asshole.
You live. It'll be all right.
I know. That's why you can be an asshole by yourself.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yep.
What?
What?
Transition. We didn't want to leave everybody assed out, like I was saying, about what's been going on this week, though. But there's been a lot of stuff going on this week. Update with your grandparents.
I have a meeting with for Poppy, because it's the, I think they're going to change his care plan because he's not walking or anything. So Papa's coming to the rescue. Papa was given.
You really want to bring up Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy?
Right. This is going to be hilarious. I mean, this is funny.
Oh, your grandfather's dynamics.
Right. So,
Now that his phone bill is paid.
Right. That's a funny story. Papa stepped in, and he's like, because he got two power wheelchair thingies, scooter-type thingies, given to him.
Them hover rounds?
Right. I mean, Papa just, he...
He'd be hustling, man.
He does.
He finds stuff. Yeah.
He gets things. He finds things. People give him things. I mean, it's just incredible. And
Wally's dumpster diving and all.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're like, just give it to him. Maybe he won't go to the trash anymore. So he's like, and I rode it around, and it's smooth as all get out. This thing's like brand new.
What you doing on a hover?
It's like a scooter. It's from the scooter store. So I'm like, up around. You know, yeah. I don't know. Very cool. So I sent pictures to Dad, and I said, here, you know, Papa wants to give Poppy this. But then Papa, on the other hand, is like, well, how much are we going to sell it to him for?
Oh, come on, man.
Or should we have them?
He just tried to sell you a golf cart recently.
Or should we have him just make rent it? I didn't have the heart to tell him. I was like, we'll just discuss this another time. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I'm like, dude, you know how much money I give you every month? I think that should be suffice.
Yeah, he's happy with that $50 in his pocket that he wanted you to drop him off at Lowe's today, by the way.
Right.
And we're talking about Papa.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to pay his bills today.
Because what happened last night?
He got his, a couple things happened last night, actually. The first thing, his phone got shut off.
He couldn't get a hold of his hose.
So, you know, I had to call and I had to get that all taken care of.
You can't call your bitches, that just sucks.
So, I got his phone back on, which my mom got upset because she was like, well, did you get the phone back on? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got it on right then.
Right.
And she was like, well, he didn't call me and let me know. I'm like,
oh. Well, she was just bragging just recently about how she got a call, actually.
I'm like,
and I'm glad that you got the call because I was sleeping.
Right, I am. I'm tired.
I know, that's right.
And then last night he called. He locked himself out. So I'm like, and then, Mom pissed him off again.
He locked himself out.
Yeah, he locked himself out.
I didn't get this part of it after I laid down. What the fuck?
Yeah, he locked himself out.
After his phone was on.
Yeah, he locked himself out. Man. But anyways, Mom goes up to him and to let him in.
Yeah.
And she starts telling him, well, Dad, do you think it's time that maybe you need to go into a nursing home? I'm like,
your mom is, we ain't going to talk about that, okay?
He may be nutty.
That's your business. That if you want to put it out there in the world, but I'm just saying, we don't have to go that far, but I'm sure people can read between the lines on that.
You may be nutty. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yeah, I'm like, you may be nutty, but
you do know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, I didn't even hear half of it, so
because
I just...
All right, fine. Talk.
I'm like, I'm just said it. I mean, he's nutty, yes. Who isn't nutty? I'm probably going to be really fucking nutty by the time I'm fucking 80.
Have you been listening for the last 16 weeks?
See? I'm already half nutty.
Oh, honey. Don't worry about it.
Just because somebody's nutty doesn't mean we have to go into a home. If that's the case, I would be in a home right now. So that's not fair.
You are in a home right now.
I don't have no nurses.
Excuse me. You don't have no nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you what you need to do with my ashes when I die. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
Oh, good Lord, I don't remember. Yeah. We need to write this shit down.
No, you need to just pay attention to
No, it has nothing to do with paying attention. I can't remember.
Oh, shit, honey. So, yeah, we're going to hit everybody with a highlight episode because it's just been a busy week, like I've been saying. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but we didn't want to leave everybody assed out, right?
I'm sure. I guess they're getting this ass shit together because
do you not know what a segue is? Pull up your phone.
No.
Pull up your phone.
You pull up your phone.
No, I don't have the donkey story. You do.
Oh.
Dang it. Now I see, get it. Yeah, come on, man. We putting you in a house tomorrow.
See, I told you I needed to go.
Yeah, segue. We didn't want to leave everybody asked out. Yes, because we definitely had a busy week. And there's a lot of stuff going on this week. But we didn't want to leave everybody asked out. But you were reading a pretty funny story.
Oh, I read a hilarious story.
Okay, so let's read it to everybody.
About asses. Total puns intended.
I'm not editing this either.
I'm an idiot. Just like this idiot. Okay.
I love you, honey. You're my idiot.
I know. That's good. So this lady has this donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, tell me the premise of this, because I was like, what are you reading?
This lady has this donkey. And this story is about this donkey.
And I was like, is she talking about her ass? This is what about it look the donkey. Like? Is there a picture?
And I about died laughing. It was so funny.
Well, you got to be able to read this smoothly and keep your laughs to a minimum.
Oh, I better get a drink.
Oh, so when she was in there talking about asses, I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I was laughing.
Okay. All right. So what's the premise of this, though?
A donkey. Okay.
Somebody's trying to sell a donkey. Somebody's trying to get rid of a donkey. Or both.
The donkey won't leave.
There we go. All right. So read what this person said.
She says, someone come get this mother effing donkey and the hoodlum gang she keeps acquiring. This donkey is the herpes of this ranch, y'all. She won't stay gone.
She threw the y'all in?
Yeah, y'all.
Where is she from?
Nah, I don't know.
You are the perfect narrator for this. Go ahead, baby.
If you don't know, and let's be real, if you don't, you've been under a rock. Who this is? This idiot is Miss Donkey Tonk Badonkadonk.
That's the name of the donkey? Yes. Miss
Honky Tonk. Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Who sings that song? What's that dude's name? Is it Travis Tritt? Somebody?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I just threw a name out there trying to... Okay. All right, read it.
The world's most useless donkey.
Useless ass.
Guardian of nothing, singer of obnoxious songs, eater of everyone's time and money.
That's what sounds like Ghost.
All right. My baby.
Uh-huh.
This worthless animal came to me in 2015 when I decided I was going to treat myself with a donkey. Spoiler, it was a horrible idea.
Spoiled is treating yourself with a donkey. Who treats themselves with a donkey?
I guess she was excited.
Hi.
Turns out this fine piece of donkey ear flesh was fine not pieces. Only bottled raised, but brought up by a couple carrot stick welding Pirelli people.
Okay.
Who apparently taught her nothing except that a lead rope should cost $97 and a piece of your soul.
So she's definitely getting into her bag now.
She has no personal space. This animal believes she is part of you. She believes you birthed her. Mm-hmm. You are her mother. And she will stop at nothing to try and climb back inside you. For hooves and all.
That sounds uncomfortable.
That's like Ghost. Ghost punched out my eye
this
today.
This is different. How much does a damn donkey weigh? And why is Ghost punching people in the eye?
He got excited.
All right, continue this shit because it does get funny.
This donkey might be the dumbest animal alive. And I'm not talking as this chicken Jessica Simpson dumb. I'm talking window licking. I will call him George dumb. Her willpower to end up on this ranch is mind-boggling or horrifying, however you want to paint it. She's like the donkey version of Taken, except she doesn't have a particular set of skill, but she will find you. And she will probably kill you. Just call her Neeson. Anyways, back
that's
on track.
That's not her
I
name. Her name was Miss Badonkadonk, not Liam Neeson. He's been canceled because he is a donkey. Anyway.
This freaking donkey has ended up back on this ranch 4 damn times now. first time I tried to find her a family to love her. Why? Because she is useless. Afraid of cows, which turns out is a real buzzkill when you buy the idiot as a herd guardian. She is returned after the genius family that took her filled her full of treats, then got mad when she bit their little crotch goblin. Sorry, bro. I warned you this wasn't a pet the fuck for is your
a,
kids.
Wait, slow down. What's a crotch goblin?
Buy them a little hamster next time.
Jesus.
The second time.
You're definitely some why, folks. It's a why.
I set out to find her a lover. Straight up fancy don't let me down style. There were even shirts made. She comes back with a zebra lover and a hairy ass wild donkey friend named Jenny, who surprised both end up being fucking stolen. Y'all, I was harboring stolen exotics like I'm some sort of El Chapo of the underground ass smuggling ring because of a mentally retarded donkey. Zeke the zebra ended up living here a year, guys. A year. And Jenny never left. Third time. Well, that one is kind of a mulligan. The people that had her moved, so she came back again. And this time takes the cake. I shipped this moron and her appendage, Jenny, off to Zebras R Us for an arranged marriage to a zebra in May. Straight up third world country style. I traded her for a duck and two chickens. Her dowry wasn't real big.
This bitch sounds hateful. This is karma only, just kicking her ass. Right?
Only to y'all. Get a message last night. Her and Jenny are about to have babies. Y'all, that math doesn't add up. Cue Maury. Sorry, Steven, you are not the father.
No.
The baby is just premature excuses to be told here. Somewhere 13 months ago, she pulled her Walmart cowboy boots on, put on a plaid shirt with some shorts, and went to the country fair where she made some really poor life choices with some dude drinking PBR wearing a bodacious buckle from Cavenders. Now we have a bastard, something to any day now. Is it a donkey, a mule, a dragon? I don't know. Just call the baby Jon Snow because this is some got bullshit up in here. Or Game of Thrones bullshit up in here.
I was going to say, it's a got, it's a got has to be Game of Thrones after calling it Jon Snow. No, it's Patonky Donk. Patonky Donk.
Whoever takes her next.
The Honky Tonk.
Whoever takes her next, I'm changing my number and moving, y'all.
Y'all.
I just was dying.
Where is this hateful chick at?
I don't know.
Don't be mad that the damn that ass don't want to leave you. Right. Because you are an asshole. Do you see the correlation?
It's hilarious.
That's stupid. It is funny, though. It is fucking funny.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I died laughing.
That's ridiculous. Well, all right, honey. I know we got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got to start your dinner.
You got to start everybody's dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Dinner.
Plugging our social medias real quick at Interracial Odd Couple on Instagram, on Twitter.
Twitter.
You can also email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. Facebook group for this is Sci-Fi Omni Network. You can also find our podcast on multiple platforms that way. Sci-Fi Omni Network or Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We out there. We everywhere. Wherever you like to listen, just check us out on that. Gina's Herbal Kitchen, baby. You got some clips out there now.
Yeah, there's some video clips out there.
Music by Siphon Beats.
Yes, Siphon Beats.
Yeah.
I had to do that over and over again one day.
Yeah, because you got
Siphon Beats.
Yeah.
Siphon Beats.
It's all right.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, but you put out there a fire sire. Fire cider. Excuse me.
Yeah, kick the season is what I call it because they're still in battle in the courts for fire cider name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's something we could talk about on the next week's episode.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah. I'd like to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not me per se, but everybody would like to know about that if they still listen to us 17 weeks later.
It's some good stuff. Guys, check it out. It's some good stuff, especially with the...
I've been drinking the fuck out of it as sick as I've been.
Colds and flus, it does help. Yeah. It does help.
Okay. And what else you want to put out there, honey? What else you got going on?
I don't know. I got lots of things.
Yeah.
Well, I got a dehydrator, so I'm learning, dehydrating.
You got a UFO. No kitchens. No counter space for a damn bread box, but we have counter space for this damn UFO. No,
that thing is going out in the greenhouse.
Oh, somebody got extra plants.
I have plants.
That's right.
I got lots of plants. Yeah, because the
greenhouse is being erected.
Yes.
I'm trying beautiful, to get my beautiful immune system protected.
I've been trying to protect it. You guys wash your hands, people.
Kids are back in school.
Wash your hands.
And not even so much the kids are back in school, is if you out there in the workforce, everybody else's kids is back in school. So start with washing your hands.
Yes. Those kiddos are gross. No.
I'm trying to tell you.
Nasty kids.
Uh-huh. We hope you guys do enjoy some of the highlights that we had over the last previous 15 to 16 weeks of us recording some of the funny and not so funny moments. We hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Love each other.
Yeah.
You suggested earlier everybody should hug somebody.
Hug. Yes, go hug somebody.
Be a tree hugger.
Go fucking hug a tree if that makes sense.
Hug your dog. Hug your donkey.
Yeah, go. You
go
know
hug
what?
An ass. You know
go
what?
Go hug an ass.
Just go hug an ass. Stick your right. tongue out there and just la, 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 la.
Hug those asses.
Get it in there.
Hug those asses out. I love you anyway.
Yeah, man. Tickle that backside. Right. Just with that. La, 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 la.
Not that much.
Why not? Maybe some people may need that.
They might, but not for me.
Go ahead and clean that poop chute.
I'll let you help them out.
All right, you guys enjoy some of the highlights that we've had over the last 16 weeks, and we will see you hopefully next week.
Bye.
Deuces.
Oh, yeah.
What have I always told you? Who was my favorite villain? Even though you don't remember this.
Nope.
When you and I took Kyle and Janae to play laser tag, in my name,
in my name, laser tag,
and that's what's crazy.
How weird is that?
Because you fucked up. It's okay, honey. I still love you the same. I still love you the same. We went and played laser tag one night, and my favorite villain, one of my favorite villains of all time, is Agent Smith. And of course, I knew we were running that damn laser tag arena, and I was up on top and I was sniping the shit out of people. And even people were screaming out, "Who the fuck is Agent Smith?" Because I was just tearing people's asses up with them. I was tearing people up, shooting the shit out their vests.
God,
and you
wish,
don't remember a fucking
I wish I was
moment
there.
Of that. That. Yeah, yeah, you were there. You.
Right? I flatlined, I guess.
Oh. You may still could be sexy out here in these streets.
No, it's not that. It's right like, it's like, I mean, are we still in kindergarten? Are we,
That's what
notes?
It kind of reminded me of. It's like, yo, pass a note. Do you like me? Circle yes or no.
Right?
Yeah, that shit had me
a little
fucking
heart
dying.
Going, and I'm like, what?
Had me dying.
That's like me when I drew your stick figures and shit. You can't top me, girl.
Damn.
Don't try.
I'm getting tossed notes in 2019. That obviously reveals our age even further, doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yo, really? Yo, you going to hit me with a note saying you can get it?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh man, women out there thirsty for your man, baby. How you feel about that shit?
They can try.
They can try.
Yeah.
What you think I'm gonna do?
None.
And that's right. I'm gonna hold it down like a motherfucker.
Like always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless it's Jeff Bezos' ex-wife or something, then we got to work something out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We can work out a trio on that kind of situation. What, she get $30-something billion?
That's fine. You can have that, sugar mama.
You hear all that? Look at you. I already got, look. You can't see her facial expression, but that face is. Exactly. Honey, just hold on. Huddle up.
We got this.
Me and you. Huddle up. Never have I ever cried at an animated movie.
Oh, probably. I mean, who knows? I've cried everything.
What movie have you cried at the most? What movie really struck you as a child? Any kind of animated movie or adult?
Oh, the child was E.T. My aunt was so embarrassed.
Tell us the juicy details.
I was like little itty bitty.
Okay. And where were you?
I don't know. At some movie theater.
Okay. You were at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. She took us to the movie theater. So anyways, we go in and I'm loving the movie till the end and he's dying. And so I jump in my in the seat screaming, somebody go save him. And I'm screaming, I'm crying.
How old would you have to have been?
I was young. Uh-huh. That was E.T. in the movies. Well, I was young. I
mean, yeah.
I was like, that's the 80s. I mean, early 80s, I was probably like 5.
And then crying at that chocolate-covered binoculars.
Oh, I was horrified. And then Feifel, she took me to Feifel. After Feifel, she was done with me. She was like, we're not going to no more movies.
Oh, shit.
For one, I need a lot of patience with you.
Thank
and I
you.
Know you
I
need a
that.
Lot of patience with me.
Oh, look, now you want to try to smooth it over.
Even asking 25 times, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. I already drop kick you like this is Sparta right then and there.
Right, but nope, you don't get to. Find another way.
Okay, so why do you have to have patience with me? I know I'm a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you can be.
I am an asshole. You always say that. But you're my asshole. Oh, like, right? Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Cool. Let me keep fucking up then.
Right, no. No, just like little things that you do will drive me nuts and then have like a...
I don't do nothing. You be... Yeah.
Oh,
just
okay.
Nitpicky.
Okay. Nitpicky my ass. I'm very patient. I'm like, one day you'll
Why
stop.
You roll your eyes at me? Turn them, snap your neck. Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me a traumatic experience about how that meat just changed your whole fucking life and realized, yo, I'm black.
When I was able to taught myself how to cook. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And what was that, like 7 years ago?
Oh, no, when I was like 18.
Yeah.
When I had to start teaching myself how to cook.
Yeah, that's true.
And I found a spice aisle. I tell
Yo,
you
time
what.
Out. Time out.
I had the
Yo.
Best time.
Oh, my God. My bad.
It's still in the fridge.
And I also just learned recently, too, that pickles were made out of fucking cucumbers.
I know it.
Hey, why is that so damn funny? Damn it, man. I was like, man, I mean, I never... who actually thinks about that? I mean, you got to think about it. Who actually thinks about that? Look, everybody. You giving me that look like everybody knows that. No, not everybody knows that. It is kind of a broad question. Never have I ever been caught... What's the wording on it? Never have I ever been...
Caught doing something wrong.
Caught doing something wrong. Well, I got my ass whooped a lot, so my brain is cloudy. I'm not exactly sure how to answer that one. Trust me, I'm trying to find something, but I sustained a lot of ass whoopings.
You know how we went around and we bought some plants for the garden?
No, you bought.
No, you went too. Don't lie. You like these fucking plants too. So anyway.
I love them.
We go.
Who is this light-skinned brother that you got a crush
no,
on?
No, you have. I have to tell the whole story.
No,
I can't just tell. I can't just. No, I'm going to tell the whole story.
In my story, I'm already know. Hey,
he's already at the end of the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, she lying, whatever she get ready to say.
No, I'm going to tell the whole story.
I want to hear all about this then.
Yeah, I told you the whole story.
Because I was a part of the story.
No, you were the end.
Oh, see what's up? See, she done already moved on from me. Damn.
I mean, can't I just come over to just visit?
No.
No. And bring dinner.
Your grandma last time, she was like, shit, what was it, Thanksgiving last year? You better bring that fried chicken. Right. I was like, yeah, man.
Forget the turkey.
Yeah, man. She said, fuck that turkey. I want that fried chicken. Where them chicken strips? Where that at? Never have I ever been skinny dipping.
Yes. In a pool with frogs.
I'm so confused right now.
If you put ketchup in the fridge.
You trash.
You're not trash.
You are super trash. And that is the opinions of strange. Science. That is all my opinions.
Because you're just putting a cold sauce on your hot burger. So it kind of makes it a little strange.
That makes it trash. That makes it all the way trash. Why the fuck? Like I've been saying for years. What have I been saying for years?
But you can refrigerate it.
Go ahead.
If you want.
You're making it super trash. You can put it in your cabinet
if you want.
You got all that water rising to the top and it's going to be all runny and shit. And when you go to a restaurant, where's the ketchup sitting at? On the table. When you go to a fast food restaurant, where's the ketchup? In a packet. Is it refrigerated? Is it cold when you grab it? No. Why the fuck are you putting ketchup in the damn fridge? That shit drives me fucking nuts. And when we first met, you had ketchup in the fridge. I'm like, why the fuck is a ketchup in the fridge? Why are you putting that in the fridge? Huh?
It wasn't my decision to put the ketchup in the fridge.
This shit is trash. We ain't doing that.
We never have, because I don't care. I really don't use ketchup, so it doesn't matter to me.
Ketchup doesn't belong in the damn fridge.
That's what scared me this morning. I woke up, because the ghost just kept whining and whining. I was like, oh my God, he must really have to pee. What time is it? And I was freaking out.
Until I started that lawnmower and started mowing around this bitch.
Every time I get up, I go pee first, of course. But I always look out the window first, and there's this man mowing.
Looking sexy and glistening and sweat.
No, I didn't see any of that because I'm still asleep.
Well, fuck.
And then I look over.
That's that bullshit.
And then there's just my car. There's not nobody else's car. So I'm like, oh my God, there's a mysterious man.
I should have let my hair down, looking like a light-skinned Fabio.
Okay, anyways.
Because men, they'll get in trouble. Like, you never told me that. That's one quick way to piss a woman off.
Yeah.
It's a quick way. You know I don't care. I'd be like, I know you didn't tell me that shit. But then there's sometimes I'd be slipping too.
You do it too.
That's right. You did say. I forgot. My bad.
Yeah, and then you'll blame it on me.
No, I don't.
You do too.
How do I blame it on you?
You do, and you give me that funny look where you're always looking up on the side.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I don't blame it on you.
No.
I only blame it on you when I know you ain't said shit.
You still give me that same look and say,
we did talk about it. Only with certain stuff.
Okay.
Because you have more conversations with yourself than anything.
Yep.
You always say that.
Well, who do I have normally to talk to? The dog.
Hey, some people prefer that lifestyle.
I do.
That's better than half the clowns I have to speak to every day on a daily basis.
I might hit 80 and chase all the men in the nursing home and not give two fucking shits.
That's what she said?
That's what I said.
Oh, that's what, okay. I was about to say, damn. Damn, wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. Hold the presses. What? So you ready to get all kind of, what?
Well, you said you're dying at 60, so I'm like, what am I going to do at 80?
I'm a black man. We all die at 60. What the fuck? Damn, you just going to go whore-fested after I'm dead? After you told me you're going to carry my ashes around? Like I want to see any of that.
Yes, CBM. You'd be on my ashes around.
I already told her what I wanted to do. I want her to go to a foreign country, get her a cute pool boy, and throw my ashes into the fucking Gulf Coast or the Atlantic
Ocean.
I'm
not doing that.
You are going to do... What makes it any different if you're going to run around the nursing home like
I'll be 80. Eagle? I probably won't even remember it day by day anyways. I barely remember day by day today.
Come on, man. Damn. It's funny how shit comes out when you get more comfortable on a microphone. If you want to have great sex with a white girl that's angry and has some issues. You play that song, get him. Oh man, it's gonna be all kind of gotta throw your sheets in the wash machine and dryer the next day. Man, shit. Angry white girl sex? Man, a lot of brothers don't understand. That shit is amazing.
I'm gonna have to keep an eye on you.
It's amazing. What movies do you actually think we should see, honey, as a remake or a prequel or a sequel? What other movies? Don't say E.T.
Oh, they better not. I'm going to be so angry if they come out with an E.T. I'm angry.
How about a new Goonies?
I'd be angry.
How about Breakfast Club?
Why are they trying to ruin shit?
Don't you
forget about me.
La, 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 la.
No, it's not on Tinder. It's on Snaps.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the same thing.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, good thing I only have the kids on there and all their
friends.
Yeah.
And basically just keeping track of everybody.
Yeah, I do.
Another secret, guys.
Yeah, you can follow me. Mom's up in your biz.
That is badass.
Yeah.